Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Bossy Football Show. Week 4, Bulldogs coming off their home opener, loss to Castle this past Friday night, and we'll be back on the road this Friday night, heading up to Dubois County to take on the Jasper Wildcats. Stephen Mullen will join us. We'll talk about the game with the Knights. We'll talk about his team and the game with the Wildcats. All that coming up as part of the Bossy Football Show, Week 4, here on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
I have an order for Dan.
Oh, that's me. Hey, wait, you forgot the... never mind. They never get it right.
You deserve the coffee you asked for. So don't you deserve the house you asked for? Bel Air Land's new build construction homes come with a builder warranty, so you have peace of mind. With Bel Air Land, creating a custom home is easier than ordering a custom coffee. Check them out at belairland.com.
You know Rockabar for Evansville's first pizza. Now you can enjoy a fabulous breakfast every morning, 6 to 10:30. Delicious omelets, pancakes, French toast, and the best biscuits and gravy. The all-new Rockabar, Washington Avenue at Green River Road. The all-new Rockabar is open for lunch daily. Choose from 18 delicious pizzas, sandwiches, including a great hamburger, spaghetti, lasagna, and Rockabar's famous Italian salad. Dine in or outside on the patio. Plus, carry out and exceptional catering. Discover the all-new Rockabar.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies, 700 North Winebox, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571. Back here on the Bossy Football Show on this Wednesday afternoon, head coach Stephen Mullen joining us. Coach, good afternoon. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Well, as always, thanks for a few minutes of your time. And, well, Coach, going back to last Friday, the home opener after two straight games on the road and a hard-fought 28-20 loss to the Central Bears a week ago, Castle coming in, and they kind of got it going early and often in that game. And ended up winning the contest in that, well, first half. But as you look at the film with your team, with your staff overall, just kind of thoughts on the Bulldogs after last Friday night?
Kind of the same thing, you know, with some mistakes and with some penalties. You know, we weren't able to move the ball hardly at all, it seemed like. We didn't get the ball past the 50, and, you know, then you give the ball right back, and you know when that's going to happen, that score is going to look about the way it did. With how long, you know, we've been doing it here, that if we're not able to move the ball and run the clocks, that, you know, it can get out of hand quick. And, you know, we've kind of reiterated that to our players this week.
Well, Coach, obviously Castle's defense probably had an awful lot to do with that. You look at your offense from an execution standpoint. Was it more the metal mistakes just as far as the turnovers, or did Castle's defense have something to do with those turnovers?
I mean, yeah, a lot of it is to do with Castle and their defense and how they get to the ball, how they were able to, you know, obviously scout us all week and were able to put a great game plan together to limit, you know, some of the things we've been able to do successfully. So, you know, hats off to them. You know, they always do a great job of game planning, and hopefully we can, you know, get it back on track here this week.
You take a look at the film each and every week, and, you know, we've talked all season long, Coach, about, you know, some of these kids on your team and, you know, a lot of them sophomores and kind of going through these growing pains. And, you know, last year playing as freshmen, so kind of their second year of varsity football. You know, each coach, you want to kind of look at that as far as the glass being half full as opposed to half empty. So, I mean, when you look at the film, anything really kind of stand out to you or the coaches or the players that you can talk to, maybe individual players or a phase of this game that you can kind of build on for this week and your trip to Jasper?
Yeah, LaTroy Savage stepped up for us. Aiden Boyd came out in the middle of the first quarter with a high ankle sprain. So LaTroy has been kind of the guy that's taken some of the steps, as well as Tyreek Robbins. But Tyreek went down as well. So, you know, LaTroy stepped up. And, you know, he was able to, you know, in the second half and a little bit even in the first half, you know, get almost 100 yards rushing, which, you know, is great for him to step up as a sophomore that's never played quarterback in a real game, maybe since, you know, he was younger. But, you know, he stepped up and kind of took charge of the offense and got some things moving, but we just need a little more production out of the whole group in total.
Well, just as far as Aiden is concerned, then, I mean, you know, usually when you get those high ankle sprains, it's, you know, not just something that you can come back from the next couple of days. I mean, how is Aiden doing this week?
Right now, you know, we're planning on rolling with LaTroy this week. So, you know, we lost our two top rushers, and I think two of the top rushers in the SIC, and one night's always going to hurt a team, definitely with how young we are and with the numbers that we have. So right now, you know, it's probably going to be LaTroy on Friday night.
All right, we'll come back with more of this edition of the Bossy Football Show right after this here on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
Bel-Air Land in Mount Vernon has the perfect blend of affordability and comfort with homes for sale. Mount Vernon is a welcoming community with great schools and a variety of high-paying jobs. Two-story single-family homes, ranch-style, or multi-unit condos. Enjoy a seamless work-life balance by avoiding the daily grind of Evansville traffic. Embrace a thriving lifestyle where serene living and financial growth go hand-in-hand. Find your dream home in Mount Vernon today with Bel-Air Land.
You know Rockabar for Evansville's first pizza. Now you can enjoy a fabulous breakfast every morning, 6 to 10:30. Delicious omelets, pancakes, French toast, and the best biscuits and gravy. The all-new Rockabar, Washington Avenue at Green River Road. The all-new Rockabar is open for lunch daily. Choose from 18 delicious pizzas, sandwiches, including a great hamburger, spaghetti, lasagna, and Rockabar's famous Italian salad. Dine in or outside on the patio, plus carry out and exceptional catering. Discover the all-new Rockabar.
Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies. 700 North Winebox, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571. Back here on the Bossy Football Show, week four. The Bulldogs right now getting set to take on the Jasper Wildcats. We'll talk a little bit more about that game specifically with Coach Mullen in our next segment. Coach, just a third of the way through the regular season right now in the SIAC, and you take a look at kind of where you guys have been opening up, you know, on the road. Two of your first three games are on the road, another one coming up on the road this week with the young football team. Just, you know, early on in the week of practice, getting ready for Jasper, not so much looking ahead of Jasper, but just kind of the attitude of this football team right now, guys still coming out each and every week and trying to get better.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they showed up on Monday, and, you know, they've showed up this week ready to go. You know, we have a lot of question marks with some of the injuries that, you know, we had on Friday night. So, you know, we definitely use Monday as kind of a drawing board day. What can we do with the group we have left? So we're hoping that we're able to, you know, put a game plan in place to, you know, have a competitive game on Friday.
Just as far as the injuries, and maybe not getting specific, but just, you know, how many guys could you be down this week in this game with Jasper based on what happened last week and so far this season?
You know, I think we're only down three, but for us that's quite a bit, definitely with our two top rushers and then one of our better linemen. So, you know, and for us any injury kind of hurts, you know, with our numbers and everything like that. So, you know, we're hoping those guys are, you know, able to get back in a week or two, or, you know, if it is a little longer, we'd rather have them back full steam than, you know, playing out here injured.
Does this mean then now that more people have to step up and maybe go both ways as opposed to if those three players were able to suit up on Friday?
Yeah, that as well as some guys playing some different positions, and maybe some guys that, you know, weren't around all summer but have been here the last few weeks trying to get some work in and, you know, get in the lineup they're going to be called upon here in these next few weeks, definitely with some of these guys out. So, you know, we've had guys step up throughout the week, so we're, you know, hoping that they're ready to go Friday.
Okay, so as far as LaTroy running the offense, and, boy, you have to be impressed with him, like I said, just kind of thrown to the wolves last Friday night against Castle to be able to execute the way that he did, and then to lose your top two running backs. Who maybe are some of the names in that running back situation this week that people will find out about?
He's played a little bit back there. Brandon Waller, he's our freshman DN running back. He's more of a power guy. I mean, he's, you know, 6 foot, 240. He's a big cat. So, you know, he actually ended up getting some snaps at quarterback at the end because LaTroy went down with double leg cramps. So, you know, we're kind of turning around to our sideline wondering who can go in and take some snaps to, you know, get us out of this game. So he got some snaps there as well. So we're hoping he, you know, has a big game and is able to not only run the ball but lead block for LaTroy a little bit, which he's shown, you know, when he is in with Aiden. You know, he does the unselfish stuff and lead blocks and plays hard the whole game. So we're hoping a big night out of him as well.
All right, the Bossy Bulldogs on the road again. This will be three road games in the first 4 weeks of the season. They'll have a visit up to the Jasper Wildcats. They're coming off a 20-14 win against the Wrights Panthers last past Friday night. We'll come back. We'll get the scouting report on the Wildcats from head coach Stephen Mullen when this Bossy football show continues this on this Wednesday here on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
I have an order for Dan.
Oh, that's me. Hey, wait, you forgot the... never mind. They never get it right.
You deserve the coffee you asked for. So don't you deserve the house you asked for? Bel Air Land's new build construction homes come with a builder warranty, so you have peace of mind. With Bel Air Land, creating a custom home is easier than ordering a custom coffee. Check them out at belairland.com.
You know Rockabar for Evansville's first pizza. Now you can enjoy a fabulous breakfast every morning, 6 to 10:30. Delicious omelets, pancakes, French toast, and the best biscuits and gravy. The all-new Rockabar, Washington Avenue at Green River Road. The all-new Rockabar is open for lunch daily. Choose from 18 delicious pizzas, sandwiches, including a great hamburger, spaghetti, lasagna, and Rockabar's famous Italian salad. Dine in or outside on the patio, plus carry out and exceptional catering. Discover the all-new Rockabar.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Back here on the Bossy Football Show, as the Bulldogs get ready to head to Jasper, one of their longer road trips of the season. They've already been to Vincennes and now up to Jasper coming up on Friday night. Well, Coach, Jasper, hard-fought victory, 20-14 this past week against the Wrights Panthers at home. I've had a chance, obviously, to take a look at that film. Your thoughts as you prepare your team for Derek Hart and the Wildcats?
You know, you cut the film on, you're used to seeing, you know, triple option, so it is a lot different cutting that on and seeing them more spread out, which we knew was coming with Derek coming there. You know, but they have a great quarterback, they have great weapons around them, and as always, they have a great offensive line. So, you know, we have our work cut out for us, and I hope that we, you know, we can prepare this week to, you know, give them a good game.
Well, in the years past, you know, Stephen, whether I'm talking to you or anybody else that's playing Jasper, other than maybe Coach Hurdy, who had the entire summer to kind of look over the film with that triple option, it's not an offense, like you said, that you see a whole lot, and that to try to cram some kind of defensive schemes into how to slow that down in the span of about 3 or 4 days has always been a big challenge. with their offense now being more of a spread and something you see a little bit more, does that kind of help at least for your defensive preparations?
It helps, you know, being able to use the same concepts, you know, in coverage and as well as some of our blitz packages. So that does help, you know, quite a bit, but you're still preparing for a really good opponent. So, you know, every week you kind of got to, you know, tweak what you're doing to kind of fit how you think you can attack them.
Well, Maynard is, again, their quarterback, I think, and, you know, had a pretty good ball game against Wrights this past week. And, again, it's, you know, long bus trip. It's not like you're going over to the bowl or out to Central Stadium or out to Newark. So, again, another long road trip, and your team already have done that going up to Vincennes. So the length of the trip, at least getting on the bus a little bit earlier than what you normally would, this team has already acclimated to that.
Yeah, we've done it before, and, you know, we've been to Jasper, you know, a few times over the last few years, as well as when these kids were in Cub or even playing JV ball. So, you know, they're familiar with the stadium. They're familiar with the team, maybe not scheme-wise anymore, because, you know, some of them were kind of laughing when we were like, well, you don't have to defend that anymore, or hopefully not. So we obviously kept all the things we used to defend the triple option just in case he got a wild hair, but he did, and I knew he wouldn't because they had a great game against, you know, Friday night. So, you know, I think our kids are used to, you know, busting up somewhere and getting ready to play a ball game.
Well, and you take a look, too. I mean, keys to this game, Steven. Certainly you talked about this at the beginning of the show, just kind of the turnovers. You know, again, I think you had maybe a couple of them last week, and Castle didn't come up with any. So, you know, you got to kind of win the turnover battle. But just as far as all of the other mental mistakes, as far as penalties and things like that, I mean, week four of the season now, it's almost a month old. You hope that some of those mistakes made early start to correct themselves.
Yeah, definitely, you know, and it's things we talk about every day in practice. You know, we've got a couple young guys that are, you know, getting quite a few hold calls on them. And like I tell them, you know, obviously we don't want you to hold, but, you know, there's been times here before we wouldn't even block anybody. So at least they're trying to block somebody. They might be holding, but, you know, we'll take that as well. It's kind of a running joke with our offensive linemen, but we got to keep our hands inside. So, you know, we've been working on that all week with those guys because, you know, those are drive-killing penalties when you get that 10 yards.
Does, you know, obviously Jasper's offense has changed quite a bit over the years with the coaches that they've had and the triple option now gone. Has their defensive setup or scheme changed much under Coach Hart?
Yeah, you know, they kind of got out of their stack defense, so, you know, but they still fly around and do things, you know, high intensity and getting around and, you know, similar to other teams in the SIC, how well they get to the ball as well. So, you know, we got to be able to make blocks downfield and, you know, hopefully spring a few guys loose.
All right, Steven, as always, really appreciate a few minutes of your time. Thanks so much and all the best in this continued week of preparation and certainly in the game on Friday up at Jasper.
I appreciate it as always. Go Dogs.
All right, that's Steven Mullen. This has been the Bossy Football Show here on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.